Every legend is built. This one starts with a frame. We raised a great stature and gave it a name. The BMW X7. It's the biggest one yet. Fitting power and style, the best you can get. An all-leather interior, its luxury shows. So we kept it right up for all of three rows. With its dynamic driving, you chase your desires. The true mark of this legend is how it inspires. The first ever BMW X7. Make every day legendary.
Exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services at bmwnyc.com. BMW of Manhattan, driven by more.
As we watch the suburban garden gnome carefully without disturbing it, we notice that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
This is One-on-One with Jasper Cole, Hollywood's bad guy, and so much more. Actor, talent manager, producer, and more. Now he's sitting down with today's top newsmakers from entertainment, politics, pop culture, and beyond. This is One-on-One with Jasper Cole.
Woohoo! All right! Howdy, howdy, howdy! And welcome to One-on-One with Jasper Cole. This is your host, Mr. Jasper Cole, and we are live at Temple Bay Studios right here in Hollyweird, California. Please follow us on social media, Jasper Cole Says, S-A-Y-S, Twitter and Instagram, or my Facebook page, Jasper Cole. There's also a link on my website, JasperCole.com. And everyone, we are back with our new segment, our second segment called Breaking the News with the very fabulous Mr. Michael Taylor Gray.
Love it. You know, and it's better to be
5-hour tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in three amazing flavors. With zero sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-hour tea. Caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side. From the makers of 5-hour energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Live than the alternative.
It is. And you know, what's nice about being live to tape is if one of us passes out or blacks out or
again,
anything, then we can stop it. Unlike last time where we just laid there.
Yeah. My head would just plunk.
I was like, Michael, I've really got things to do. Could we hurry up? Could you eat? I just got some smelling salts.
You put your face in somebody's lap for half an hour, suddenly they get nervous.
And yeah, some crotches will make you pass out. But well, anyway, hello. We digress. Yeah. Michael is really dressed up today. I wish everyone could see. We did a little Instagram story. He's looking very Peter Allen from the neck down.
And and Liza Minnelli from the neck up.
It's very Tori Spelling from the neck up.
I love Tori Spelling.
Yes, I sued her.
That. Did you ever see her in the movie Party?
It's the only good thing she's ever done.
It burns.
They're doing the sequel.
They are?
Why aren't you in it? Call your manager.
Why the rush? It was like, 20 years ago?
They're doing a sequel.
It's about
part two. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So, okay, what the hell has happened? So since we last were talking before the holidays, now we're into 2019, everyone. So when our first Breaking the News was 2018.
In November.
Yeah. And it's all shit.
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
What day are we on the government shutdown? 30?
This is 23.
And it's already the longest, right?
Yeah, after it passed 21 days. That was
So what's your take on, what is your take on where we are with it? And what do you think they should do to both sides? Do you think at this point the Dems need to give in a little bit or just let it roll out?
Well, I mean, they just passed legislation to make sure that all furloughed employees get back pay once this is settled.
If this happens.
But, you know, people who are contract get nothing.
No.
You know, and
that's like freelancers, right? When you're contracted. You're an independent contractor.
Like you're on a, you have to do like 1099 kind of thing.
Right, right. Yeah, so you're not getting.
So you have to take out your own taxes. You have to do all that kind of stuff.
You only get paid when you work, contractor. Basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and so what kills me is when Trump says the other day that he can totally relate to these people.
Really?
Yeah, he said on one of his...
How many garage sales has he had to sell his clothes?
Oh, my God. And the fact that he said to people, asked to paint your landlord's houses.
Right, or dog walk.
I mean...
Or sell your clothes, sell your things in a garage sale. Are you kidding me?
Surely to God in history, this is going to... They're going to... And I would say this, you know, I feel bad for anyone that's not getting paid right now. But if you were stupid enough to vote for this motherfucker and you're a federal worker... It's called karma, bitch. Sorry.
Yeah. What are these people? Are they still standing behind him now?
That's what I don't know.
What do you do? So we need to live in the solution.
Right.
Right now. So what are we going to do to keep things moving forward?
Right.
You know, if they had already put together a bipartisan plan, you know, that
he approved.
That he was going to approve. But then Rush Limbaugh and
Ann
Coulter. Come for it and said.
By the way, where is she only seen on Fox News? Because I don't. I mean, apparently. Thankfully, they don't put her on CNN anymore, so I didn't know she was alive. The goat has sucked her hair. So.
Right. So, no, he's taking his talking points from them, and apparently they're his top advisors now.
Right. Well, we know Sean really is.
Oh,
they
speak
nightly, apparently. Mm-hmm. Pillow talk.
He just rolls over and whispers into his ear.
Either one is just...
That's got to be pretty...
God, I lost my erection.
Sensual.
Yeah. I lost the erection I had when you got here and now.
Wait a minute.
Well, Kim was here earlier.
Oh, right. She kept it going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think at this point, he's holding out because he wants the money for the wall, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Mexico was supposed to pay for it. So do we love the
fact... Well, apparently they're going to pay for it indirectly.
Still.
So why do we still need to pay for it if they're going to pay for it indirectly?
Was he going to reimburse us?
No.
Yeah, I don't understand. No. But also big news since this all happened, the Democrats took back the House.
Yeah.
And Pelosi, bless her heart, got voted back in. I was always on the fence about... until she went to the White House and slapped his face.
Yeah. And she just said that, you know, I'm the mother of five, the grandmother of nine. I know a temper tantrum when I see it.
Right.
So she's
calling
him out. Even
though my face is not moving anymore.
Well, it's okay.
It's okay. She's a San Francisco liberal.
But her
liberal.
Mouth is moving and she's saying the right things.
No, you know, she is.
She really, she's the right person
at the right
time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was concerned a little too, you know, about how this was going to pan out and if some of the newer people coming into Congress were going to, you know, maybe push her out. But, you know, she stood her ground and she did it the right way.
Yeah.
She really did it the right way.
And timing was everything.
Yeah. And I think she's been vilified much in the same way that that Hillary Clinton was vilified. Mm-hmm. But she's a smarter politician in terms of how she handles things.
Yeah.
So we need to see her through this point. And I think she's already indicated that in 2020 that she is willing to cede her position to the next generation.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I believe so.
Well, speaking of these amazing, amazing women and young people that got voted into the House now, I mean, it's just two Muslims or three Muslim women at least, two Native Americans.
A Native American, you know, who's also a part of the LGBT community.
Right. And there's several LGBT community members that got
voted.
And
we have I believe the governor of Colorado is also an out.
And isn't there a trans?
Yes.
At least one trans?
I believe in Virginia. In the state of Virginia.
And just saying that doesn't go together.
Well, she's the one that ousted the one who was putting in
did the bathroom thing. Mm-hmm. So there's some karma there. Mm-hmm. But just the fact that, but then when you see the picture of the new House and then you see the picture of the Senate, it's like, it's really like 2019 and 1776 without the powdered wigs, although some of them. Are old
well,
enough to wear.
Lindsay's getting pretty close to having a powdered
Miss
wig.
Miss Lindsay, she's in a tizzy. She's in a tizzy.
She's flummoxed.
She's very, like, not consistent, though.
No.
One day she's mad at Trump, the next day she loves Trump. Mm-hmm. I think after.
Well, his head's so far up Trump's ass, you can see his tonsils.
I think after her boyfriend, John McCain, died.
That was daddy.
Daddy.
And you do as daddy tells you. And daddy was right most of the time. And daddy actually gave. John McCain gave. Lindsay Elizabeth, some backbone.
Good old Southern girl.
He has waffled. Well, his performance during those
the Kavanaugh hearings.
That was
that would be good on his reel if he were an actor or not.
I mean, that was like, he should have been in Gone
with the
Wind. He
was clawing his face, clutching his pearls, and just...
He had to get three new sets of pearls.
I mean...
He kept breaking through that
chain.
Well,
the best thing is Jeff Sessions is gone since we last spoke.
The Keebler elf?
Yeah, he's gone. Do you notice how it's interesting, Nikki Haley, John Kelly, a lot of people are jumping ship, supposedly fired, but jumping ship... While the whole Mueller thing, because every week this Mueller thing, I mean, Cohen is now coming out. He's going to testify in February. The Flynn hearing got
He's going to do that, publicly. And it's, but, you know,
a lot of shit's happened since we last spoke.
He's a bit tainted.
Flynn?
Cohen.
Oh, Cohen.
Well, I mean, he's admitted to lying
in
his testimony to Congress to begin with.
Well, that's going to be.
Has he really come clean?
They're going to use that.
We'll see.
The other side. But,
of course.
John Dean from the White House, the Watergate days. You know, John Dean was Nixon's attorney, and he was the one that really testified. And he kind of had to face that same thing because he had lied already once before. But now he's on CNN all the time as this great pundit. But he talked about that. He said, "Well, it's a matter of American people will know when he's telling the truth about certain things, because Mueller's going to have evidence to back it up."
That's just, I was just going to say, we'll have to be able to, the questions they ask will have to be followed up with substantiation, you know, substantiated examples of, you know, to support that.
And just the fact that the House for 2 years, the Republican Hill House, they did, they let all this shit go.
Well,
they they just
Eddie
literally.
Eddie Munster, a.k.a. Paul Ryan, who...
And
for one iota, I thought had some promise as an American who's supposed to be there serving for the people,
right?
At the behest of the people.
No.
He didn't have any constituents but himself.
But he was smart to leave too.
Yeah, he did. But his silence.
Oh well, all of it's deafening. Even after the initial Cohen, we now know that Trump is a two-time felon.
Yeah,
based on the campaign finance thing with Stormy Daniels, he is a felon twice now, and none of the senators really have said anything about it. They do that thing about, well, the campaign financing, you know, it depends on whether he gave at this point or that point. It's all very nebulous, but it's I don't know how Trump will not have to resign, because it's just getting. The tumbleweeds, it's like an avalanche.
That party is on its waning days. And I just don't get how you can, you know, cry, you know, how you can hug the flag so tightly and all your rhetoric and really hate your country all at the same time or give up on your country.
Right.
It, to me, their silence is like they've just given up.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Well, it's clearly a sporting event. It's just a team. It's the Republican team and the Democrat team. But it's the Trump party now, and then there's the old Republican party.
Mm-hmm.
The old Republican party, like the Meghan McCain's and Bill Kristol and people like that, they're headstrong on going against Trump and that party.
Mm-hmm.
But like Meghan McCain says on The View all the time, you know, Democrats have to be careful because we have to still find someone that can be a little moderate to the middle.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like this Alexandria Ocasio girl in...
Ocasio-Cortez, yeah.
Yeah. She's great. I love her fire and her vigor and her energy, but she's so far to the left that, I love it. She needs to keep saying what she's saying. But we don't need that sort of far left to try to run for president. Because she's so far... It's a little the Bernie stuff. She has a hard time explaining how any of this is getting paid for, which was the problem I had with
Bernie.
That's
the sticking point, right? Yeah, but going back just a moment to what you made that sports analogy, I had this conversation with somebody the other day, is that politics really has become like people's rabid sense of
team.
Of team, the team, like my team, it's my team or nothing. Their dedication to their team.
Straight
down the party line. And it's no matter if my team's winning or losing, it doesn't matter.
Or we'll cheat.
Like, I'm a Buckeyes fan.
We're all about
all the
cheating.
Way kind of thing. Yeah.
It's like whatever you need to do to
at
win.
All cost. Exactly.
At all cost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fortunately, the cost is the country.
And that's what people aren't getting.
I mean, the whole Putin thing now, like they're now starting, you know, we found out that the FBI had started an investigation on Trump. Thank God they
so
did.
So concerned.
Thank God.
At all of his actions.
But see, this is all the stuff that Mueller knows.
And that's what rolled into the Mueller investigation.
Right.
And to find out that that was the kernel of it, that then expanded.
And now
do we know
that explains why Trump hates the FBI even more. Because he knew about it. They know. Trump, they're insiders that tell people. I mean, Trump has
been... There are too many pieces that make a very clear puzzle.
Oh, my
evident.
God. And then what? One thing Cohen is not lying about is the Trump Tower meeting. This is where Don Jr. and Manafort,
right.
they're going down on this. And I think they already have Don Jr. lying for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
And they just haven't indicted him yet. Mm-hmm. But I think he'll be one of the final... indictments.
He and Roger Stone will be another one.
Or I think at the very end, Roger.
Oh.
Bless her heart, too. She's just sue all of her plastic surgeon.
I can't even look.
It's like looking into the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It burns.
It burns.
Gabriel.
It really does burn. But I think, I mean, it's funny because I had made a list, you know, we were supposed to do the show a couple weeks ago and I had a really bad cold. But it's funny because I was looking on the list about like, okay, Mattis is gone. We pulled the troops out of Syria. The new chief of staff
that has started, but they're already waffling back on that.
Right.
Pompeo and others are
they're trying
to walk them back. And who knew that John Bolton would be the adult in the room? Who knew?
John Bolton, who looks like a cartoon character, and I can't think of which one with the mustache and like some Roadrunner cat. I don't know. He's gross.
Well, he at one point wanted to take the top whatever floors of the UN, and if we just had the Just get rid of them. Abolish the UN and this and that. And he was just, I was always really scared to have him anywhere near the White House.
Right. He's always circled it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his career is always in, out, circled, not, didn't get voted in. He's always been, but you know it's bad when you end up getting in because Trump picks you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like being picked last on the team.
But
not
to have
that you
him,
know anything about that? I'm
no,
just saying.
It only happened.
I don't
a couple
mean to bring
times.
Back sports and childhood.
I'll be laying my head down for the next half hour. I think.
With those lashes on, you're going to need.
Right.
They must be so heavy.
I'm going to take out the first row.
It'll be
with
hard
those lashes.
To do anything about it. But So it just seems like the Mueller investigation is definitely winding down, winding up, whatever.
It's hard to say because they did extend the grand jury for 6 months.
That's
and that doesn't
true.
Mean they're going to use that whole time.
That's true.
But they did extend it. So I don't know if that's to make him sweat a little more.
Maybe.
Because of,
and maybe
know.
The longer they extend it, we're getting closer closer to the election in 2020.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, I mean, it's hard to really, I mean, I'm so excited now to be thinking about, we're actually talking about some people, Juan Castro,
Julian,
he announced he's going to run.
Joaquin, I saw him speak, and then his mother introduced her son, Julian. And I have to tell you, and he gave his, he announced his run for the presidency in San Antonio, mm-hmm. where he was mayor. And where I also went to school and where he was baptized.
Everything,
I mean,
his whole
history. Reminded me so much of Barack Obama's announcement.
Right.
I felt that same kind of emotion and excitement. And it just felt like a pivotal moment, like something's different. Something different is happening.
Well, he had been on some of the short lists for vice president with Clinton. Mm-hmm. But I said to Dennis the same thing the other day. I looked at him and I thought, there's an Obama quality there. Yeah. In the sense, the same way Obama really was the one-term senator, but, you know, now he just needs Oprah to anoint him like Obama. And
but there was something,
I got
to see that?
Totally.
I was emotional. I mean, sometimes I was brought to tears, mm-hmm. and I was like, wow. And right away, I was like...
Latino, immigration, border state. I mean, it's like...
The young kids, a beautiful young wife, and...
uncircumcised.
Michelle's mom was a part of her life and a part of the kid's life.
Right.
His mom is a part of the whole picture. And
they had a pinata there,
at 23, it looked just like Donald Trump. It should look like Ted Cruz.
That's what they should have. I wonder if they have Donald Trump pinatas, if they should. Can you imagine?
I would never get anything done.
That would be, my God. And Melania dresses for the Quinceañeras.
Oh.
Yeah. But no, I agree. Yeah. I think he's definitely a rising star. Mm-hmm.
And I like Kamala, but I don't, it just, there's a little, something about her, the more, now she's not promoting her book, right? Her two books now.
I saw her on Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
She's funny, though.
She is funny.
I didn't know anything about, I mean, I hadn't, other than watching her kick ass in the hearings.
Right. There's something a little bit.
Brittle?
How do I say this? Like, she's a little bit unreachable. Like, I don't feel that she's as accessible.
Accessible. That's a good
word. You know
what
I mean? Yeah. As accessible. There's something a little cold, mm-hmm. a little bit. Sometimes when we're so, like, hyper-intellectual.
Right.
And we're, I don't know if it's that prosecutorial kind of thing.
Could be.
That's a part of her demeanor.
Right.
I mean, she's more than qualified, and I think she's a great candidate.
But I think that's a good point about the prosecutorial thing. It's like mm-hmm. that, if you watch The View, Sunny Hostin on The View, you know, she mm-hmm. she was a federal prosecutor, and I've watched her, like, evolve over the years that she's been in media, now on The View.
Yeah.
She's, like, really cool and chill now, but yeah. I remember she was very, like,
there's almost something a little smarmy.
Yeah.
Ooh. And it turns me off a little.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
But Elizabeth Warren, I think, is a little bit more, she's more, like, is more
she's
that
more
accessible.
Folksy.
More folksy, yeah.
My problem with Elizabeth is, this is just me. I don't want to be reminded of anything from 2016. Mm. But that's just me. But
she
I think
run.
She's, I know, but she was all around and mentioned and, you know, but I like her. I think, I'm not an ageist about anything, but I, again, in order to pull in the other side, some that we need, mm-hmm. we're going to need somebody that's not a career politician-ish so much.
Yes, but we need
that's
to have somebody
Biden
who understands the Constitution, who understands how government works, who understands what co-equal branches of government means, who understands that you can't run a country the way you run a company.
It's interesting that we would even have to, now after Trump, that has to be like
really?
Qualifications.
I mean, I literally heard some Trump voters say, well, you know, say that very same thing. Like, you know, he's running a company in a country is not the same thing. I'm like, did you think about that when you voted for him?
He ran a company of 12 people, no board of directors.
Yeah.
He's never answered to anyone except his father, who berated him. Once the father was dead, he used to get up at noon, wander from one floor in Trump Tower down to the office, sit in the office for a few hours a day, and then do nothing. So he didn't have a successful company. That's what people understand. He's not a billionaire. He owes billions to Russia and to China.
That's why we haven't seen his tax pay.
We
will see his tax return.
Thanks to Schiff, Representative Schiff from California.
Maxine Waters is going to have
low IQ Maxine that he called is going after him. I just Trump is starting to see now what he had no clue what was coming because he had 2 years of just like a king being a king, and now everything is going to be different. They're just going to have one hearing after another.
Well, the thing is, we have got to get the government back open.
Yeah,
we have got to solve that problem.
I know.
We have got to push that through. And the biggest obstacle at this point right now is not so much Trump. It's that goddamn Mitch McConnell.
That
he is
patch
the
doll.
Cog in every single wheel.
I mean, I just want to punch him in the face.
He's
the biggest.
Metaphorically, that is.
No, I really want to punch him.
I know.
No, but he's been, to me, he is should go down as the biggest sellout of all.
Oh, absolutely.
Of all.
It's treasonous. What he does is beyond treason.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, and talk about holding us hostage. I mean, there's that, like we mentioned earlier, there's that bipartisan package mm-hmm. that they had passed that was ready to go, and then Trump was ready to sign it, and then he listened to it.
But then McConnell flip-flopped on that.
Because it didn't have the wall funding in it.
McConnell flipped on that and said, oh, well.
Well, now he's saying, no, we can't do that.
We can't do that.
Because you got the wall. And now Lindsey's telling him to shut down the government.
Well, the wall is now a slat. Now it's mm-hmm. a fence, and it's all these different things. But we've always had the fences. We've always had walls in certain parts. We've always had.
You physically cannot build a wall the entire southern border. It's just physically impossible.
No. Do you love how now he's talking? He's stepping back from. He goes, well, I didn't mean literally they were going to write a check, roll tape.
Yeah.
And I love how CNN rolls the tape. And Okay, the other day when the news broke about the FBI had started an investigation,
yeah.
I flipped to Fox News. I don't know if you do this. I do it all the time. Yeah. I flip over to see,
what, what they're reporting.
It wasn't Hillary's emails this time, but it was focusing on what one horrific murder, an immigrant murdered someone. You know, they'll find one horrible situation in one town where, right. not to mention all the white supremacist religious zealots that have done all the killings in...
Well, what about that young man who, that Klaus, that young lady that was just found to be alive, you know, and he's 21 year old.
We're going to find out.
White guy shaved his head, killed her parents and abducted her. And she was
and
gone.
Watch. We're going to find out. I just want to predict now he's going to be some right wing nut job.
He's making America great again.
He wasn't. Yeah, he looked.
But speaking of Trump, you know, does he not know that we have modern technology? When he walks back on things that he has literally said,
he's a psychopath. He's a sociopath.
Like, roll the tape, Bob.
He's a sociopath. And I want Kellyanne and Sarah Inbred Sanders to be indicted also. Why can't Sarah is a accomplice to his lying?
Absolutely,
I mean, she's got to be.
She's doing nothing but parroting everything that he says now
and defending
There's
him.
There's no nuance. She's not even trying to edit it. She's just literally saying, "Donald, what do you want me to say? Okay, I'll say."
Did you see where she went on Fox News with Mike Wallace? Mm-hmm. Chris Wallace.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And even now, I mean, I guess Chris Wallace is known not to be like toe the line Republican because they were doing that same bullshit about there's 4,000. You know, criminals that come over and blah, blah, blah.
And drugs are coming in through.
And he was like, no, wait a second. That's not correct. And there, she's like.
Oh, terrorists. Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
And
he,
you could see she's like, oh, I don't know what to.
They have not come through this.
That was not on my.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't prepare that he would push back on me. And she didn't know what to say.
So, well, I'm not saying that you're not that's not true. But.
And it's like, I don't want to piss off Fox News because, you know, that's. Propaganda TV. It'll be interesting. What do you think is going to happen to Fox News after Trump? I mean, what do you think they're going to become?
I think it all depends on how it all comes down.
Yeah.
It really all depends on how it comes down. I mean, they'll turn into nothing but a conspiracy channel.
Right.
You know, they'll still have an audience.
They'll
still have an audience. Even through Nixon's final days, even when Nixon was leaving the White House, there were still 20% of the American population.
Which is about what Trump has, 25%. Mm-hmm. It's low. It's going down. Apparently, his base is taking some knock. You know, they keep talking about the base. I don't give a shit about the...
They're not as powerful and as strong as people think they are.
No, it's half toothless, inbred rednecks. And college educated racist white women. What'd you say?
My dad's side of the family. Right. I love you guys. I really do.
Yeah. My brothers are.
Yeah.
But they're not toothless.
They're lying through their tooth.
Yeah. There are people like my. I think I know people that are doing they're voting down the party line, even for Trump.
I've never. Okay.
I mean.
Until recently, over the last several years, have I. Voted strictly. I'll vote some independent occasionally if I know the particular Republican, if I know them really well, and I believe in what they're doing. But I just can't. Anybody, this Republican Party, I don't know what it is anymore. I really don't know.
It's not Michael,
the Republican
look,
Party
if
that
we,
I knew 20 years ago.
Honestly, if Trump had been running as a Democrat,
yeah,
and God forbid he got as far, he became the nominee, there is no way in hell I would have voted for him ever. So
no, I don't vote for crazy.
I don't know.
I'm not going to vote for crazy.
I don't think the Democrat Party. Well, first of all, he wouldn't have gotten that far.
No.
He wouldn't have been a nominee. That's on them.
Right.
That is really on the Republican Party. They put him through.
They allowed him to hijack their party.
Yeah.
They allowed him to.
And
be,
I said this during the campaign. I do blame CNN a lot for Trump, and here's why: CNN was obsessed. With Trump, they covered him ad nauseum.
It didn't matter what he did.
They were everything he did. They gave him more press.
Yes.
Than any. They had more Trump pundits on during the campaign. Kellyanne, Kaylee, the blonde McElhinney or whatever. They would always have three Trump pundits on, and I think they covered him more than Fox News did. Fox was actually. Helping Hillary in a strange way because they just covered her being how corrupt she was.
Well, until Trump got elected and Chuck Todd started seeing the light of the day, you know, even Meet the Press on NBC was more like Meet the Republicans.
Meet the Republicans.
Because and I think Rachel even had, there was something I had seen that over a period of like several months, they had maybe three Democrats per like 12 or 15 Republican guests. You're like, what?
I know. That's what it, I love CNN because I watch it. But it's funny. They've been, it's a little hypocritical because they are so critical of Trump now, thankfully. But, you know, I'm always like, okay, well, you guys really did, went out of your way to, you know, why cover, why give him so much press? I understand. I think, here's the thing. You got to remember, no one thought he was going to win because he really didn't. So it was almost like a train wreck. You had to cover the train wreck, right? Knowing he wasn't going to win. Hillary was going to win. So I guess I have to step back and go, well, I understand on a certain extent he was so, quote, entertaining in, you know.
And I have to say, it's unfortunate, you know, and if it had been anybody else, and hindsight is 20/20, right? If it had been anybody else but Hillary, they probably would have won. They would have beat Trump.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't do, but do you part think it, with the whole Russian interference, it would have, well, we wouldn't have had that because they were out for Trump.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have had the Russian interference. I don't believe. You I know, think it was strictly because of Trump because he owes them.
Yeah. Well, but you know, they didn't exactly want Hillary in there. Hillary's pretty hard line against,
yeah, I'm saying, Putin. Though, if anybody besides Trump had been running, we might not have had the Russian interference.
I mean, on that side.
On that side.
Republican? Yeah.
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 So,
No.
You know, you got to look back and go, we talked about this, I think. Hillary's big mistake was she did not campaign in the Rust Belt. But hindsight's 2020.
Right. So,
and what do you think now about polls? Do you put anything into polls? I mean, not, I mean, P-O-L-L-S.
P-O-L-E-S, of course. Who doesn't like a nice poll? But
polls, as yeah, in poll, what you know, Kellyanne Conway used to do.
You just can't trust them.
No.
You just cannot trust them.
No.
And you can't rely on them. And they can be a little bit of a bellwether, you know, give you an idea where kind of how the wind is blowing. But when it comes down to getting to that polling station and
you people know, lie also.
Of course. Are you kidding? People are going to... How many people are going to tell you what they want to hear?
I would purposely lie just to, you know,
sure.
fuck with them.
Some people were embarrassed. Yeah. I mean, and I think there was, I think that's a very real phenomenon.
Yeah.
When it came to Trump in particular.
They didn't want to say.
They did not want to admit.
But then they got in the booth.
And they got in the booth and then nobody was watching and like, I can't
vote for her. Mm-mm. A lot of women couldn't vote for her. It's amazing. It's fascinating.
Well, just as much as there is racism, even more so, is this country is very racist to its core and its history. We're even more sexist.
Well, speaking of...
Even more.
Let's switch off of politics for a moment. And let's talk about Kevin Hart and the Oscars. What's your take on the whole... His tweets and his non-apologies
and
apologies.
Well, that's just it. You know what? Don't ever tell me that you're sorry if I was offended.
Right.
You're not responsible
not
for my
apology.
Feelings. That's not. Tell me you're sorry for your views. You're sorry for being small-minded. You're sorry for being a bigot or homophobic. You're sorry for having some shortcomings, but you're willing to grow.
Right.
You're willing to heal. You're willing to do something to do better and show me in your actions that you can do better. But when I saw that clip. His comedy club, when he says, you know, I don't even think anything against gay people, but if my son was gay, I would not want him to be gay. I'm like.
And he would knock him over the head if he saw one playing with a doll or whatever.
I'm like, but you're not homophobic. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's saying he's evolved. Now, here's the
thing.
Well,
not today. Okay.
But the problem, the problem with what he did today, I mean, I'm all for people evolving, you know.
Sure.
Obama was not for gay marriage. Well, I think he probably was for gay marriage, but not publicly. But right. I'm just saying, but the way he felt so arrogant about, I've addressed this.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but as a gay
King
person.
King Kevin has addressed this.
As a gay person, I'd never heard of his tweets before. So I hadn't for either. Me, it was the first
time. I didn't know this aspect of him.
I'm not a fan not of his of anyway. I mean, I don't know who he is. I mean, I know who he is.
I think he's funny. I've enjoyed him. I think his physical comedy, his antics, I've enjoyed some of his work. You know, so.
I never thought of him as political, or I didn't know he had any sort of bad history with tweets or any of that. So for me, someone like me, I was like, oh. So
I didn't know there was a homophobic part of his background.
Me either. He acts like we all knew about it, and he had addressed it, and somehow we're supposed to. And then he made it worse by not really the non-apology.
Yeah.
And then by the time he was angry when he said, "I'm not going to host the Oscars."
Yeah.
And then fucking Ellen. Now, see, I'm not a fan of Ellen, so you know
she's not the sweet. She's nice, not docile, let's just put it out loving there. Person that y'all think
those
she
of
is.
Us in the industry who have been around a long time, Ellen that's hosting her show every day is not the Ellen behind the scenes.
No.
So I'm not taking anything away from Ellen on her talk show. She's successful. I'm not a big fan of her stand-up because I find it corny or whatever. Mm-hmm. But for her to bring on Kevin... Mm-hmm. And then to act like she said she called the Academy.
On his behalf.
But there's nobody to come. Nobody will come forward to say they spoke to Ellen.
Yeah.
And you don't call the Academy. Who is there to call at the Academy? The president, I guess?
I suppose. But she made it sound like, there was some misunderstanding.
Right.
And it was never said that he wasn't supposed to host or wasn't going to host anymore, that they had canceled him. So I'm like, I hadn't heard that.
No.
That was never...
No. And she called everyone the haters. Don't listen to the haters. Ignore them, the ones that are complaining. So she's basically calling members of
trolls.
The LGBTQ community. Yeah. You know, it was very... It was very odd. It was very odd.
I don't know
odd.
Why she thought she needed to speak out on his behalf.
Yeah. And then her brother, Ben, had to come out and defend her the next day and be like, quit picking on Ellen. She's done more for this community than anyone. Really? Has she? Has she really done more than anybody?
So now we're beyond being called to account for
anything Ellen's done for the gay community has revolved around her coming out.
Yeah.
Since she came out and went mainstream with her talk show and everything, maybe if the listeners can tell me, what has she been so involved with in the gay community?
You know, in terms of her stand-up routine, which she's got that relevant.
She's got a new Netflix special.
And she mentioned how she didn't work for like 3 years after she came out. I'm thinking, well, you know, I remember loving her show.
Her sitcom.
And then she came out, that episode where, you know, she leans on the little speaker on the mic and there's Oprah
Laura
Winfrey.
Laura Dern or Oprah. Whoever.
Oh, it's Oprah.
Yeah, yeah.
And she leans and she says, I'm gay. And it goes out all over the speakers. So I'm like... and then from that episode forward, it was like every episode was like, I'm gay. I'm like, and she stopped doing the show.
Right.
They stopped writing the show that was so successful up to that point.
Right.
It became all about her being gay. Okay. They need to drop. We know now. Relax.
And then
just
she
do
got
the
her
show.
Career back and she's on top again.
Yeah.
And so and the irony about her calling the Academy.
Yeah.
Some of the worst stuff I've heard about Ellen, it's from people I know that worked at the Oscars. I just cracked up a little bit because I was thinking, oh, really? You call the Academy where you act like a total cunt every time you've hosted?
Yeah.
So the irony is, you know, that's it. But this is not gay on gay hating or whatever, but it's just
calling people up on their behavior.
Regardless of
their
sexuality.
It's not about. It's about an individual's actions and what they who they actually are on a real level, on a face-to-face
and
level.
And even after the controversy with Kevin, I don't believe she's addressed it again. You know what I mean? Like,
she had her
brother, Ben, come out and do some posts, but she's almost as bad as Kevin now because after the community was upset, she hasn't come out and said anything.
And if it was so important, why isn't he hosting?
Right.
Why isn't he hosting? No, it's going to be the first non-hosted one since Snow White and Rob Lowe.
Well, I'm one of the few people that think the hostless thing is great.
I think it's great. Have it be all about Yeah, it should be a community thing. Wait, and it doesn't need to be hosted.
You know, we've had other award shows where you just have the voiceover say, "Now welcome Catherine Zeta-Jones," and whatever.
And keep it moving.
And they come out and they do a shitty banner or whatever and they move it on. It'll be so much faster.
It'd be fine.
But I mean, it's
who doesn't like shitty banter? Wouldn't that be a great drag queen name?
Aren't you listening
Miss
to this
Shitty
show
Banter.
For that reason? Yeah, that should be it. That, next season of RuPaul.
Yes.
Shitty banter.
Shitty, shitty, bang, bang.
Yes. Now, speaking of shitty banter, what about Kevin Spacey? So he now has been arraigned.
Kevin.
Did you see the video?
Honey, really?
Everybody
Google. How creepy was that? How creepy was that? In the character of
And
of
basically
Frank.
Saying fuck you to the arraignment that was coming up. I mean, again.
Well, his character's initials were F-U.
Frank
Underwood.
That's good.
F-U.
Yeah. And he was like, I know what you want. I mean, it was like pedophile, creepy, everything that he, and then
He saw me in Southern Baptist Sissies years ago.
I bet he did.
He wasn't there for me.
No, but again, he was there for one of the those of us old timers in the business, nobody was shocked to hear about Kevin Spacey. Do you remember in London when he supposedly got mugged in the park and lost his cell phone and everything? Because remember he ran the old Vic theater.
Well, the old what?
Thick. But remember that? And there was an incident in the park, the really cruisy park, the Hyde Park, or what's the big park?
Yeah, he was cruising and got mugged. That's what.
Yeah, it was like it. George Michael in the restroom. Oh. God rest his soul. Oh. But the arrogance of Kevin Spacey. Mm-hmm. Some actor
finally
recently, I'm trying to think who it was, a really respected actor, and someone that doesn't throw shade. I was really surprised. I was watching them on an interview, and they said, you've worked with Kevin Spacey, and I know you know him. What do you think about the whole situation? He goes, well, one thing I can tell you, the worst thing, the most tragic thing to Kevin Spacey is you took away his fame.
Mm-hmm.
So he lived to be famous. That was his thing. And what a great actor, too. But I mean, but that was someone like Jeff Daniels who said it. Like, it was someone that you never would think would even criticize Kevin Spacey. But I thought, wow. So it's almost like Bill Cosby in a way. Like you took away his notoriety, his fame, and so.
And then that's all that's left.
That's all that's left. I mean, he has his money, but up until he appeared in court the other day, I don't believe he has been seen in public other than the tape.
Well, he had not tweeted
or anything.
He had not done anything on social media till he posted that.
I mean,
that was just creepy.
On one hand, you could say it's kind of brilliant in another way. I mean, in a strange kind of way, it's like, well, from a twisted, sick mind that he's thinking of, let me, I mean, if he truly feels that this gentleman, this kid, it's setting him up, or he and the mom are setting him up, then his defense is, I'm going to go out and fight it, you know. But apparently there's a Snapchat picture. The guy took, while Kevin was groping him under the table, the young man was smart enough to take photos and text it to his girlfriend.
Really?
That's part of the reason they really were able to indict him.
Wow.
Like the hand thing. But like he tended to want to always do this to straight guys too. There was this other, Richard Dreyfuss's son.
That makes
remember,
sense.
Came out
because
I
know of somebody of.
That's like a power.
At the time that. At the time, I was not sure it was. And so it could have been passed as whatever, sexuality-wise. So I could see he has an affinity for men who are perceived as, or possibly could be.
Apparently, even on House of Cards, crew members came forward. Like, I'm thinking like these Teamsters, these burly guys were saying like, now they're coming forward and said, oh yeah, he used to make comments all the time about stuff.
Well, all of this stuff is really, people finally are having to account for
it's,
their actions.
It's the Me Too.
And men especially.
Me
you know,
too.
We have got, you know, men, straight men in particular. Well, gay men, here we are, straight and gay men. Men in particular, but, you know, I don't know what it is. It's this patriarchal society that is, you know, women are finally starting to rise to a level of power and
enough,
influence.
Enough.
And things are finally, ramifications are finally starting to be felt. You know, look at R. Kelly and this documentary.
Finally. We've heard about this
How
forever.
How many years have we heard about this?
There were reports of kids being locked in the house. But the
he married Aaliyah, like what at 13?
I know. But you know, part of the problem is a lot during those years, the young ladies would defend him. They would say, mm-hmm. I'm fine. You know, he didn't do this to me. So finally now,
wow.
Have you watched it?
Because
there
was, no, I haven't watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I have it on TiVo. Mm-hmm. I have it on DVR. I haven't seen it yet. But
well, because, yeah, I mean, because who was going to believe them?
Well,
for one,
true.
Right? And you don't know how much pressure is being put on them and how young and how just influenced they can be.
And afraid.
And afraid, yeah.
He There's was so many factors really that go into it. A nightmare. Before we end, because it's almost... Oh, time is up. I want to shout out to Don Lemon at CNN, going back to the whole Kevin
God
Hart situation.
Him,
he is, you know, amazing. He mm-hmm. And he made a point on The View the other day. He said something about, name me one other out known black celebrity. And he even said mm-hmm. celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, like male mm-hmm. celebrity. Mm-hmm. And the host and even me sitting home, I was like, there really isn't anybody. But he felt a need to like...
Black male.
To come forward and speak mm-hmm. for his community, like mm-hmm. within the black community, how mm-hmm. The stuff that Kevin was saying is kind of commonplace in some African-American communities. And Don felt a need to. And then Kevin, and we won't go back to this, but in conclusion, yeah. even after speaking to Don Lemon, apparently off the record for an hour or two, and seeming really cool about it, then he went on some show and got angry at Don Lemon that he had... told everyone that they spoke. So, you know, bravo to Don Lemon, because he's one of the few out there that's visible, and that's going to help a lot of other young African-American men.
Yeah,
black men.
We need to see all of ourselves
right.
represented out there.
Right.
And so,
yes.
Bringing it back to entertainment, speaking of representation, this year's I think Oscars, the Golden Globes just passed. But I'm hoping like this year's Oscars can be very exciting because you've got Black Panther, you've got Black Klansman, which is to me one of the best screenplays of the year.
I have the screener. I haven't seen it
yet. One of the best screenplays of the year. It's so, what an amazing
I'm glad to
story.
See Spike Lee back.
Yeah. Spike Lee and then Peele.
Right. Oh, from Get Out.
Yeah, wrote the
screenplay.
And Crazy Rich Asians, I absolutely adored.
I cried.
I laughed my ass off. It was so romantic and so fun and some beautiful men.
Right.
Oh my God.
Oh, are you switching over now?
Honey?
Are you are you sort of
I'm multicultural. I'm the Benetton.
I know you are,
you
have a favorite.
Oh. But I do.
Maybe in this next chapter.
I like my box of chocolates, but you know, when you bite into it.
But
it
a little fortune cookie is looking a little better, right? A little wonton is looking a little better.
You want more than wonton.
Right.
It was so much fun.
It's a very inclusive year.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. And the really Oscars, we'll probably.
And Regina King, I'm going to predict right now. I predict Regina King will get nominated and win her first Best Actress.
For support for
Oscar.
If Bill
for Best
Street.
Actress.
Oh, would she be in the Best
would
Actress?
Is she supporting in that?
She only has like 15 minutes, 12 minutes screen time.
Okay.
Which is not, I don't know.
Well, she will get nominated and she will win.
And the SAG Awards are coming up before the Oscars and broadcast critics.
She's one of the best.
Yeah. Oh, Regina's great. Thank you.
Love her.
Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
As always.
Yeah.
We'll be back soon with our next Breaking the News. And maybe eventually we'll be back talking about Trump's impeachment and indictment.
And the 24 Democratic Party nominees for president.
Why don't we run?
We should.
And
just down the street.
Scene. Anyway, everyone, thank you so much. Please join in our next episode, One-on-One with Jasper Cole. Peace out. Be kind to everyone. Bye.
Thanks for checking out One-on-One with Jasper Cole. Check out past episodes and get the latest as they're released. Subscribe today on iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube.
The right workspace is more than just square footage. It's an incubator of achievement, a magnet for talent. Your workforce... unleashed. For 160 years, Savills has been bringing real intelligence to global real estate, ensuring not just any space, but the perfect workspace. Because the most important dimension of a building is the human one. Savills. See what Savills can do for you at savills.us.
What does your morning sound like?
Hey, 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 hey. Shh. daddy's little man.
Morning, daddy. Grabbed your usual from Mickey D's.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Start your day at McDonald's with a refreshingly bold large McCafe iced coffee for just $2. Price and participation may vary for a limited time. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.